Prof. Farida Khanom is an author, editor, translator, public speaker and former professor of Islamic studies at Jamia Millia Islamia, New Delhi. Among her books are A Simple Guide to Sufism and A Study of World's Major Religions. She has translated into English many books authored by Maulana Wahiduddin Khan, currently the chairperson of CPS International. She is a regular contributor of articles to various publications. Prof. Khanom has edited Maulana's English translation of the Quran, and has also translated his Urdu commentary on the Quran into English. She can be reached at spiritofislamperiodical@mail.com. Hijab, a comprehensive term. These days, the hijab has become a topic of debate, discussion and serious contention on print and TV media. Through social media, the public has taken an active interest in the discussion on the hijab. It is pertinent that we understand the meaning and connotation of the hijab. This article will enumerate the Islamic teachings and directives on this subject. Hijab is a comprehensive concept. It is not the name of a scarf or a veil. The idea of hijab starts from simplicity in one's attire and then extends to the person's behavior and character. Its primary purpose is to lay the foundation of pure societies. It is a concept to guard the security and sanctity of relationships. It is to ensure that everyone operates within their sphere. And when it comes to relationships, no one should misuse their freedom to infringe upon others' rights. Human beings do face temptations and desires for various things. Islamic teachings guide their followers to keep control over such desires. To this effect, it gives clear commandments meant to help us to not go near it. Islam prohibits indecency and immoral acts, and those things that may lead one to commit indecent acts. It is known as the principle of Sa'd Ezriya, prohibiting seemingly harmless acts that eventually lead to grave sins. The Quran, while laying the foundation of a pure society, talks of the following. Believers, avoid much suspicion. Indeed, some suspicion is a sin. Moreover, do not spy on one another and do not backbite. 49:12. The verse mentioned is of a general kind, so that we all stay pure in our dealings with others. More specific injunctions are given for various aspects, leading to wrongdoing and evil in society. It is the hijab that I would like to draw your attention to. The physical attraction between a male and a female is a part of nature. However, granting unrestricted freedom for the opposite sexes will lead society to a situation where the family institution will become weak. The goal of Islamic teachings is the prevention of such situations. Both men and women have specific physiological and psychological traits. They are guided to follow certain principles that ensure a modest appearance and behavior. These guidelines are meant to ensure respect for relationships with their elders, youngsters, relatives, friends, neighbors, and those whom they are eligible to marry. Different rules are laid out clearly about each category. The principles and set of guidelines are elementary to follow. The following verses of the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad outline the fundamentals of hijab. Tell believing men to lower their gaze and remain chaste. That is purer for them. God is aware of what they do. 24:30. Say to believing women to lower their gaze and remain chaste and not reveal their adornments, save what usually is apparent, and they should fold their shawls over their bosoms. 24:31. At the end of the verse, believers are asked to turn to God, every one of you, so that you may prosper. Do not flaunt your charms as in the former times of ignorance. 33:33. Indeed, for men and women who have surrendered to God, men and women who guard their chastity, men and women who are ever mindful of God, God is ready with forgiveness and an immense reward. 33:35. There are broad principles for a modest dress code for both men and women in Islam. Additionally, there is practical advice regarding those actions that threaten the quality of modesty among people. Islam is strict about the free mixing of men and women in an atmosphere of partying and entertainment, as it is a cause of promiscuity that leads to permissiveness. In such a society, one's loyalties keep changing. Hijab in Islam extends to our character and right down to our thinking, which no one can know except God. The Prophet Muhammad said, "Only a man of noble character will honor women, and only a man of base intentions will dishonor them." In another of his teachings, the Prophet encouraged believers to select their spouses based on piety, simplicity, dignified behavior, refraining from relationships outside of marriage, are all an integral part of hijab. The learned amongst the Muslims should guide the community on these crucial issues of hijab and maintain peace in the society. Every organization has a right to have its own rules and regulations. In many Muslim organizations, Non-Muslim staff are asked to wear a scarf as a part of the rules of that institution. There is no restriction for Muslims to run their schools with rules they want to concerning their syllabus and uniforms. May God guide us to the right path and help us contribute positively to society. May He give us the ability to raise a virtuous generation who will take the lamp of learning and wisdom to every nook and corner of the world. Prof. Farida Khanum, Spirit of Islam, periodical@gmail.com.